Okay, this was a spur of the moment thing for me. I'm not sure. I'm sure Michelle might explain a little bit about this. This was sort of a spur of the moment. So I think it's a great thing that we have this many people that were able to come in and help with this. I had a hunch that it was going to take a few people to get, the right crowd, because who's in on this is supposed to be in on it, and will be used, in the way that need to be used for what's happening tonight. And I've got a hunch it's gonna be pretty cool and powerful. So welcome everyone in tonight. And without further ado, I'll go ahead and turn this over to Cheryl. And or I mean I just happened to see Cheryl's name as I was scrolling down. I'll turn it over to Michelle, and let's make it happen, Michelle.
Right.
And
Hi,
I'll go ahead
everybody.
and I'm going to go ahead and lock this call.
Thank you, Jason. Everyone hear me?
I can.
Okay. All right. So, my name is Michelle Johnson. I'm just a person on the Super Being site. I tend to be pretty tapped in to my guidance. And this was really spur of the moment for me. I think it was maybe Sunday or Monday night. The question came up, can we lift up the world? Can we light up the world? And right as that happened, I was riding a bicycle over a mural on the street of the world, and I can post a picture later for you guys. But the answer that came through immediately was yes. So I got off my bike and I was just kind of taking a break, standing on a balcony. And the guidance started coming through about the energetics coming in on this full moon. And whether we're here or not, they're going to do what they're going to do. But I'm a firm believer that the energetics for the shift process are actually grounded through divine emissaries on Earth. They actually are channeled through our bodies into the planet. This works with trees and other beings as well, so it's not just people. Animals are in on it, all sorts of things. The planet itself. So there was a lot there. There's a lot more that I can probably put into words that is coming in on these frequencies. And I was actually told today would be the best day to do it, which I tried to arrange this for Thursday, but it just didn't work out that way. So tonight's the night. Anyway, I work with a variety of beings, but since about a month or two before Lionsgate back in August, I've been working a lot with the Sirian High Council from Sirius A, an Arcturian High Council, and a Pleiadian High Council. So what I can gather, from what I can gather, is that each one of us here interested in doing this work is actually a representative of those high councils. So, we're kind of here doing the work in our bodies. I mean, it's you guys all already know this, so I'm not going to go much further into this. The Super Being site has a lot of information about this, so there's really no need. But what we're here to celebrate tonight and to bring through tonight are frequencies and harmonics that can actually kind of shake loose some of the old structures. Some of the people and the other, as Caesar likes to call them, sleeping giants that are trapped within those structures and help lift up the whole consciousness, the whole system. But also anyone who holds the potential to resonate with the new planetary consciousness that is now online can be kind of pulled up into alignment very gently and very simply. Not forced in any way, but just kind of opened up a little bit. So there's a lot involved in this, and I don't really want to put limitations on it, but I do know one major theme that's included is releasing the resources to the people, as in, you know, food, money, water, things of that nature, natural resources, energetic resources, things like energy. And I don't know when this is going to happen. I do know for sure that the last time we got together in August, I've seen a whole lot of things shift and change in my reality since then, and also within the collective. So, you know, I like to think that we're playing some very small role in the grand scheme of things. Does anyone have any questions so far?
Yeah, if you have any questions, go ahead and put them over in the chat. I'm answering a question for Winnie. Betty is saying, can you repeat what the about the natural resources, what you just said?
I've received information that these are going to begin work to help release resources to the people, to the general public. So I believe that everyone should have access to clean water, a place to live, clothing, food, electricity, things like that. So what's happening is these frequencies are going to initiate more of those changes. I think we have seen a little bit of that recently, or a little bit more of that than we have in the past, but this is just kind of helped to quicken the process.
Okay. I think everybody is ready to go. Michelle, if you want to start into the procedure.
All right. I'm going to take a drink of water really quickly.
I'm afraid that's not allowed.
Well, the energies can't flow without the water. I mean, they can, but it's not comfortable. Okay. So if anyone has the alchemy with them, now might be a good time to take that. If you're doing that or using that.
Yeah, let's give everybody a minute to go get it if they have it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to decide right now the best way to bring everybody to the pyramid. That's kind of Caesar's gig. And I don't think I could do it as well as he can.
I don't even think it's necessary. We for instance have already created a portal just by gathering.
Yes.
And so it's clear we're on a level above the psychic noise and everything's ready to go.
Well, I mean, also.
Although we could probably formally invoke, whichever outer sphere beings need to be here. So I'll just do that.
Okay.
We hereby invoke all the necessary discarnate friends and associates and higher beings to oversee and perfect and balance this work. Come forth and join us.
I did a little bit of that before the call too on my drive here. Actually, I was seeing orbs and lights everywhere. I've actually even seen a couple lights in the sky here. I haven't really been paying close attention, so I can't really say what they are.
Okay, I think everybody who is going to round up some alchemy is probably ready to go.
All right, so let's just take a couple deep breaths. I know everybody's probably got their own way of doing it.
Hey, should I turn everybody on to that breath that we got? That seems appropriate.
Yes, it does. I was actually going to get to that, but you could probably explain how to do it a little better since you downloaded it. So.
Okay, so here's a breath that I guess is fairly, a secret. Like it's a highly esoteric technique, and yet it's so simple. But I'm going to demonstrate it by sound because that might be the easiest way to illustrate it. So tell me if you can hear me breathing. And it's just a 2 second normal intake and then a quick sniff. And on the sniff, through the nose, you just take it right up into your head. Okay. So it goes. Can you all hear how that works, where it's just a second or two of normal breathing and then a quick sniff and then an exhale back out through the nose? And you're probably only doing about, maybe a quarter to a third of the lung capacity. But on that sniff, again, you are taking it up inside the skull. So let's just try it all together right now. I'd say let's do a count of about, I know Michelle can actually sort of disappear after, six or eight of those, right? But
today did one of these breaths, but I've got it to practice down really well. And I was able to bilocate to the sun, and then I got a phone call, so I had my headphones in. But it's this breath that Jason is explaining. From what I can gather, it actually helps to activate the Merkaba, however you want to say that.
Right.
It does a lot of things, and I do remember that you want to completely empty out your lungs and then just breathe in very lightly and slowly. Inhale through just your nose and then sniff up the air up and out the top of your head, and then exhale through your nose fully. So just in case anybody had any questions about that, I thought I'd just kind of reiterate. And if it's not, if you can't get it perfect, don't worry about it. Just do, try your best right now. And if anybody has any questions, we can go back over it after the call, you know, after we're done with the call.
Yeah, okay. So why don't we just do, you know, about 10 of those, and then I think that's also going to help sync us up even more. And then Michelle, the breathing that you're going to do is just going to be deeply and evenly from that point on.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's do that. I'm going to mute myself so that you're not hearing me sniff. And let's go ahead and start that 10, 15 of those. Starting 3, 2, 1, go.
Breath 24X.
It's truly amazing how quickly that superoxygenates the blood.
Yeah, and just kind of like just opens up the connection. All right, so hopefully everybody's finished or getting close to finish. If not, you can just kind of go through this process along with these breaths. When you finish the sniff breath, I don't know if there's a proper name for it yet. When you finish those, just begin breathing at a comfortable pace into the nose, out through the mouth. And while you're doing that, I want you to drop down into your heart center. Breathe in through your heart, out through your heart, and then visualize a column of light dropping down from your heart center, deep down into the center of the earth, crystalline core, connecting you with a new planetary consciousness that is fully online, fully supporting you in every way. Once you're there, breathe that beautiful intergalactic Earth energy back up into your body, up through the root center, back up into your heart, and then breathe, exhale through the heart center once again. And on your next, take another big inhale. And then on your next exhale, send your breath straight up to source, the one true multiversal creator. or whatever you believe in, whatever your higher power is, connect to that. On the exhale, and once you're there, breathe that energy back down into your heart center on an inhale, and exhale out through your heart. Now, just begin breathing in through your heart center, out through your heart center, and feel the energy of the planetary spirit and the source or the creator balancing and aligning themselves throughout your being, visualizing one big column of light running straight from source down into your being, through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, into the core of the earth. Now, once you're, and if you can't visualize these things, just intend it. It doesn't matter if you can see it, it's the intention. Just trust that it's there and it is done. Once you've got that, just begin, continue breathing at a steady pace for yourself. I tend to like 5 seconds on the inhale, 5 seconds on the outhale. And then just expand that column of light as far as you can. Everybody's might be a different size. Continue inhaling, and on every exhale, your column of light will expand wider and wider. Into a giant circle of light around your body, around your field. This is what we've been calling an anchor of light. And once you've got that there, once your column is expanded and ready, just begin intending, asking, visualizing for these beautiful frequencies and harmonics, these earth-changing, universal shifting energies to begin moving through your column of light, straight down from the Creator into you, allowing it to shift, heal, change, uplift, upgrade all that you are and all that you can be in this new, beautiful, free and sovereign consciousness that we're living in now. And just now, I'm going to stop talking, and we're just going to allow those energies to flow through us, all around us, for a few minutes. And then I'll hop back on the call when we're finished. Actually, I'm not getting off the call. I'm just muting myself, by the way. move energy as far as I can. Now this is in my lap. Oh, for love. Now this is in my lap. Oh, for love. All right, so I just want to check in, see how everybody's doing. Finished over here. I'm just giving Lake Michigan a little free yantra.
You're doing what?
Giving Lake Michigan a little bit of Sri Yantra.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it asked for it. Or I wouldn't really call it an it, but for lack of a better term. Yeah, I think. So what I saw was about, I don't know how many beings, I think this was you guys, maybe some of the higher off-planet friends. I'm pretty sure we just cleaned the Great Lakes or lit up the Great Lakes over here.
Sorry, hang on. Go on. Did I, are you still there, Michelle?
I'm here.
Yeah, I just had a little reminder on my phone go off. So go ahead. So you're seeing Lake Michigan is a little sparkly?
Very sparkly. It's lit up. And from what I understand, I mean, the light's still moving through into the water. From what I understand, that's going to probably continue for a while. I'm going to have to stay, I think, for a little while after we get off the call. But I would love to hear what everyone else experienced, if anyone would like to share. I know I just had the light come down and come through. I did a special process to condense my chakras into one big energy center that extends throughout my body. And I don't know how far, I'm not great with distance, at least from like fingertip to fingertip, at least across my wingspan, to help channel these energies. I'm still not sure if I'm going to put it back to the way it was or not. I don't know. But what I saw come down was just this big column of light, maybe almost the length of a football field here on my end. So,
Michelle?
Yeah?
This is Susan in Texas. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Susan?
I'm very well. I almost typed it in the chat. What I saw was very much the same thing. It looked almost, it reminded me of selenite in its brightness and its whiteness. And it was like this massive, massive, like perfect, almost like a cylinder of energy.
Yeah,
that's smooth.
That's cool. That's really nice to have some confirmation, because, you know, lets me know I'm not crazy.
Yeah, same here.
Well, yeah, what it feels like to me is that that calm is going right through my heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Got that vibe, you know, the vibe is definitely there. I can see the color you're talking about. And
yeah. It almost, that color look to me looks kind of like moonlight, like selenite. Yes. Reminds me of moonlight.
Yes.
I think that it might not be a bad idea for everybody tonight, because where I am right now, the moon has not yet risen. And I know it's going to be just a staggeringly beautiful moon tonight. So I think maybe for the rest of the night, just touch bases with what we've done. Know that the work is continuing probably for hours.
Yeah, it will continue throughout the night at least.
Yeah, and just you know, look back in and touch bases with it, and maybe reconnect to the above and the below and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like to just stay connected to the above and below. Life works out a lot better that way for me.
Yeah, obviously, with the idea of being in universal flow, I just mean as it relates to our work here tonight.
Yeah. Would anyone else like to share anything?
This is Arielle in San Diego. Hello.
Hello, Arielle.
Hi.
I'm sorry to interrupt you really quick, but seeing you on the call tonight reminded me that I wanted to welcome you to the Super Beings weeks ago.
Thank you.
and so I sent you a note and a friend request just a minute ago.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. I still am learning how to navigate the site and the social aspect of it. And the first thing that I joined in on was it a week ago or so? There was another call. So I was excited to see one today. So happy to be here and thank you. I experienced it more so in a physical sense. I felt a lot of, almost like a lot of warmth and heat, but like a nice heat, because I experienced a lot of sensations in my body. And I felt it come down over and around me, and I felt like it was expanding much further beyond me, much further from my hands, through every part of my body, and then down into the earth. And I saw visuals of also a very big column going around, and with body of water too. So I'm not sure if it's because I was kind of visualizing the whole earth, you know, and obviously there's lots of water, but that's interesting that you saw the beautiful light and column and everything that you did, because I experienced it just more so in a physical way. I'm not really sure how to explain. I'm still learning how to verbally explain my sensations.
Yeah, that is what you're experiencing. I believe that's referred to as clairsentience. And in my experience, for me and many people I know, that's usually one of the, one of the first faculties that begins to open up and come online. I found that they kind of go in a progression. Sometimes it's simultaneous, different things at different times.
And yeah. I do have different things at different times too. It just kind of depends on what it is and when.
Yeah, that's so cool that you felt it and experienced the same thing. It's such beautiful confirmation.
Were you speaking light language at one point, or was I hearing something else?
Yeah, you were probably hearing something else. I would not speak light language in front of people, other people, not at this point.
Maybe soon.
Your phone was off of mute during the meditation. I don't know if you realized that, but you were not muted.
Oh, I wasn't?
No. So that I heard the same thing that Arielle did. I thought it was light language.
Yeah. There are a bunch of those, and yeah. It'd be like almost like saying you are speaking language, you know, because there are so many of those. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Unless like something that's been happening lately is kind of like I've been going places, but my conscious mind, my awareness is still talking and focused in my body. I would say more than likely it was one of the beings that came in, because there were many around me. I would say if you guys heard that, it was probably one of, hold on, I'm trying to ask, see if I can get any. To me, it feels more like a hybrid energy. I really don't want to put names on it, you know. it's kind of like a hybrid deity and Arcturian energy is what I'm feeling. So, and I'm getting like a light up when I said that. I did see some downloads come through while the column of light and channeling, like while I was channeling the energy. So I was bringing the energies down into the earth, but also to everyone in the group. So there were some balls. I won't know what those are until they kind of unfold and integrate at this point. But there were several different balls of light, which the best way I can describe them is like downloads of information, new gifts, abilities, activations, and different things that come in on these frequencies for different individuals, or that are made available to us. So I will definitely post more about that on the site as I find out.
Are you going to start a thread for this process? Are we initiating something that we're going to do again? Or is this full moon, done?
I would say the frequencies will probably continue to come in for a few days after the full moon. So from what the beings I work with have told me, the energies that began coming through during Lionsgate, like I know we did a group call on August 8th, so those were really big. But what's happening now is from between, back starting in July, really, like leading up to it. And what's happening is a lot of big quickening energies, shift energies, are coming in with different alignments between, starting back in July, moving all the way through up at least to December 21st. And I mean, we all know this has been going on for a long time. There's frequencies coming in almost every day at this point. But I'm sure there are other channels and teachers and people that find out about different aspects of that. But it's my understanding that the energies right now are kind of adding to what began back in July, and there was a big wave come in through Lionsgate. There's another, this is maybe a little bit smaller of a wave coming in now, and it's just kind of going to spiral and expand up through the winter solstice.
The
if that
solstice
answers your question. It is, and that's actually my birthday. I'm really excited. Not that, that makes any difference, but I don't know, I'd like to have a pretty big party this year. I think there's a lot to celebrate.
That's amazing. Mary's birthday is the summer solstice.
Is it really?
That's yeah, so her, cool. her numbers are astonishing. It's like June 21 and on a full moon. She was born on a full moon.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That is pretty astonishing. Does anyone else have any more questions? Or anything they'd like to share or discuss?
It sounded to me like somebody unmuted themselves to say something.
Well, this is Stephanie. I was just going to say I was born on Halloween on a full moon. And anytime anybody does my chart, they're always amazed because I was born the second the moon turned full.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and I was determined to be born then because my mother didn't even make it up to her room. I was born in the waiting room. I mean, I was coming out then.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Thank you for tonight. Yeah, it is.
That's a fun time of year.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, this meditation was wonderful. I kept hearing the water. Are you by water?
I am. I'm standing on the beach at Lake Michigan in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was floating in water the whole time.
Yeah, I thought I had myself on mute, but I'm glad.
It was kind of nice.
It was okay. I fell into rhythm with that sniff breathing with you anyway, so it worked out for me. There's that alarm again. I keep trying to snooze it.
I actually think this is Winnie.
Hi, Winnie.
Hi.
Hey, I actually didn't hear any water at all, but I did see water and a beam of light descending upon the water, or into the water. It was like a column of golden light. It's the type of gold. It's like a gold that's close to iron color that was descending into the water. So I didn't even know that you were by the lake.
That's really neat. I find it fascinating and that you saw that as a different color. So I'm wondering, you know, if maybe, you know, some of us are bringing through different parts of this energy or different frequencies. And I'm also wondering if this is, you know, how much of the world we're bringing this to. In my visions, I saw the whole entire world being lit up. So,
yeah, this group with the alchemy and the nature and origin of each individual can open, you know, portals wide enough to do global work. I've done plenty of global work just myself, yeah. And so I speak from experience when I say that I know we're capable of affecting the entire world. I know that there is a lot of cleanup to do too. And so there's with stuff like this, it's inevitable that we're going to loosen more and more stuff. And we're also going to help purge a lot of stuff that is loose and leave behind, leave, you know, in that wake, stuff that is much better aligned. And, you know, this is going to go on for a long time because there's just so much cleanup work to do, to scoot the planet on down the path that it's now on. And so, you know, this isn't going to stop anytime soon.
It's interesting that you mentioned portals, and I think you've said that a couple times today. During Lionsgate, I actually set up another call. I set it up for September 11th because that's my brother's birthday, but now it's kind of between the 9th and the 11th. I think energetics are coming through that will actually open up the ancient portal site that have been kind of shut down for a while. So kind of allowing time travel, interdimensional travel that has been, you know, kind of kept from us for a really long time and hasn't been allowed on this planet for a very long time, which it's happening. A lot of us are probably doing it in our sleep already. But this is probably the next time we get together, I think, as far as I can tell, that's what we'll be doing. Not tomorrow. I know Caesar's doing a meditation call, I believe, tomorrow. But this would be, I don't know, in about a week or so.
Yeah, I think a week from tomorrow, I'll be doing another call to do some work that I know, you know, is on our schedule, as it were. So everybody planning on being in that one. That's going to be a super powerful event as well.
Definitely. Maybe we'll be doing some, I don't know, I haven't been able to get on the site lately, so I don't really know. I'm kind of out of the loop. It's been busy. Oh, what the heck is that? Oh, I hope this is people walking at me.
No. It was some strange sound coming from Denise's mic.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I'm gonna get off. Everybody's welcome to stay.
Okay. Oh, I kind of there's a bunch of people with colored lights walking by. Kind of freaked me out a little bit for a minute. Like a parade of people. I'm like, what is going on?
Anyway, thanks so much for coming, everybody, and I'll bid good night now. But like I say, if you wanna hang, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and hop off too. I have a few things to do to kind of finish up and close off. Well, I'm not closing off anything, actually, just kind of finishing up. No, thank you, guys. No. Thanks, Jason.
I'll unmute everybody. I think I can unmute. Yeah, just everybody, and just say your goodnights, and let's get our voices up. And
good night, everybody. Thanks for the call.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, Sloan.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.